in the tennis as well. The major highlight was Valeria Bunun. We managed to win her semi-final clash to make it to the final. She will be expected to do well in the tennis to get a gold. There were also two athletes who made it into the finals of the 800 meters in athletics, which are on tomorrow. In the football, in Group A, where the host Zimbabwe are housed, it was not a very good day for the young Warriors as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Angola at Babafield Stadium in a match which was played under heavy rain. In the same group as well, across town at Elveve Stadium, Malawi managed to beat Mozambique by 2-1, which means that Malawi has now played 2 games and are on 6 points, and they move top of the log ahead of the young Warriors, who are on 5 points. Angola are on 4 points, and the young Warriors now need to beat Malawi for them to qualify, because if they lose to Malawi and Angola win in their last match against Swaziland, it will mean that Angola and Malawi will go through, as Malawi seem to be doing well in this group. In the women's football, the young Mighty Warriors still have a chance